Be aware where your mind is. If you are present or if you are gone. Take notice. These birds are here to remind you of something. To be present. Can you hear the bird song? And if you don't understand the language of the birds, then I will talk to you too and try to explain it to you. Welcome. No, I managed to trick you all up the way up in the mountains, in the forest. What are you doing here? Huh? It must be something, conscious or unconscious, that you are after, which you maybe don't know what. I call this yes to life. You can only say yes if you are happy. So this is the first. Are you ready to be happy? Otherwise, how can you say yes? If you have no joy, then only no will come out of you. Even if you say yes, you will look like a big no. And the other way is also true. That if you really have a yes, if you really have said yes to life, then even if you say no, it's a big yes in you. Meditate on it. Especially I want to welcome the new people. And I want to remind everybody, because it might take some days before you start landing, that is normal. Because you come from all different places and all different situations. And maybe this is a new soup. Huh? You have to become used to it then. Eat as much as you can in the beginning. Yeah, because it's a different diet now. See how much. You don't want anybody to get sick. It's up to you. Some people have small bellies, some people have big bellies, okay? Just eat. Most important is that you get involved in the program and the meditations when you are here. And that also means the old people, because you also need to get involved. It doesn't matter if you are new or if you are old to meditation. What matters is that you are available, that you are receptive. Because now is what matters, and everybody is here now. What you have done doesn't matter. It's just to be total now and to get involved. Put your energy into what is happening here. You are very lucky. You are a human being. You are here. You live in a peaceful country. You have enough food. You have enough clothes. It's no problem. Now take good advantage of your situation. Many people, they live just for food, and that is the first. If you don't have food, and it's millions of people on the planet that is just living trying to get food, that is the basic, just to get food in the belly to survive. You know you have that. But even in the this side of the world, when people have enough, then the consciousness doesn't rise. So the energy, your life force, is still on the basic. That's why people get stuck just eating. You see, now it becomes a disease. Now people eat too much. No, be aware where your energy is. Because if the consciousness doesn't rise, it will get stagnant. Then it gets stagnant just in the basic, unconscious. It looks like you are alive, but you are not alive. You don't use the opportunity that you're a human being. The whole energy can just go into eating. And that's where the most normal situation is now. A little bit higher, if you have your food supplied, then you get into power. Then you should have to show yourself, competition. That is, many people get stuck there. No, you want more power, more food, more competition, more money. This is the whole interest also for majority of people. Food, money, power, competition. And then showing that they are better, that you are better than the other. That you know more than the other, that you can make more money than the other, that you can be more powerful than the other. And that is the whole thing with politics. They try to be better than the other. They are the same fools talking the same language. They just have some is blue and some is red. Like that is going to change anything. Some is left and some is right. Like that is going to change anything. It's the same fool. These are the fools that has filled their belly with food. Now they are have food. Now they are graduated to become politicians. And you don't need to belong to a party to become a politician. That means somebody who is greedy. These are the basic. Be aware that your life energy doesn't go there. How can it be any happiness when it's just on the basic? And that's what people try. They try to be happy with food. They try to be happy with money, with power. Then if that is also, then the next is sex. That is the three basic. If you have your belly full, then power. If you have belly, food, and money, then next is sex. Then you start little bit to begin come closer to human beings. The first just when it's just dealing with food, then it's just violence. That is how the animals are. They are just interested in food and they're ready to fight and kill to get food. That many human beings are like this also. Then if you have food, you want to protect your territory. And if you have your territory and your power also, then you want more children, so it can go on. Very few get out of these basic energies. Most human beings are stuck there. And that is the habit for lifetimes. The whole so-called civilization depends on this. That's the whole interest. But now they have realized that it doesn't bring them happiness because they have all that. And they have it as much as they want. And still nobody is happy. What went wrong? What went wrong is that you have forgotten the divine in you. You have forgotten the sacred. You have forgotten the peace. You have forgotten the love. If you touch love, then you forget the others then, because it's much more fulfilling. The higher you go, the more fulfilling. Then a different peace, but very few people touch that. That's why the heart is the gateway to a totally different dimension. No, when you have found something that is more beautiful, brings you more contentment, brings you more peace, brings you more consciousness, brings you more lightness, brings you more life, then of course what is lower doesn't mean so much. It comes by itself. And out of love, understanding comes. If there is no love, no understanding. But this is very difficult to find in this world. Because you have to be receptive. Who is receptive? Who can listen? Who is ready to learn again? You already think you know so much. But more and more people are frustrated. More and more people are stressed. More and more people are uneasy. More and more people need medicine to relax. Even children, they give tablets now to relax. It never happened before. Why now? We've been here for millions of years, what is happening? Because it is a deep uneasiness, because you have forgotten the real. Everything is built on the false. In the so-called modern society, everything is built on the false. You have no real values. You have only false values. Then you will become false then. And how can the false give you the real? It's impossible. Then you will try for more false to be happy. But more falseness won't give you the real. It will only give you more of the false. That's why when people have just tasted the real, it doesn't matter how much faults they have, they can just turn their back. That is the sign of tasting the real. Otherwise, you are going to protect all the faults because it's so much. And the real is just so little. But if you have tasted the real, then who cares? Now you start tasting and living a different power, a different reality. And only from there can yes come. Yes can only come when you have transformed the negative to the positive, when you have opened up to life, when you are more in tune. It's impossible to say yes if you're not in tune. What I call the homework is to drop all your notions that you have and become more natural. And when you become in tune with life, with existence, then automatically a big yes, a big joy will come. A big clarity will come. A big peace will come. A huge understanding will dawn on you. All techniques and all yogas and all methods up to the beginning of time when people start looking at themselves wants to change this basic consciousness that you have into super consciousness. It's not like people are conscious just because they are alive. They have to make it sharp. You have to get the fog out of your system. And everything we do here is just to flush out the old so you again can become clean. So you can start seeing as things are. If you had understood it, you could just listen to the birds. You don't understand their discourse. That's why I have to help them to tell you this is how it is. All the mystics and all the masters have said, have a strawberry. No, they didn't say that. No, those Babas eat strawberries. Then he forgets everything. I was going to talk about Jesus and Buddhas, then I saw the strawberry. Then it's gone. The good part is that all these good people, Jesus and Buddhas and Osho, they understand. They enjoy now. In fact, we could also call this the Strawberry Sutras. The Strawberry Sutras, isn't that great? Or Seven Steps to the Ultimate Strawberry. New people, just get used to it. Beloved, how not to lose contact with love when we are involved in daily life and our energy is directed towards the material things and also emotional sides of life. Love, Bansi. That's what Vidyus was saying, that the whole energy has been so long on the material, on the emotional, on the mental, on the feeling, on the dreams, that it takes effort. Nobody said it was easy. And when something comes up, then it's very easy to forget. You can do it. You can just learn from life. There's nothing you can do. You can just learn how to not lose contact with love when we are involved in daily life. And our energy is directed towards the material and also emotional sides of life. It only means one thing, that love is not strong enough yet. If it had been strong enough, you will never lose sight of it. But now, when the survival comes up, that's why when people get lost in money, then the whole life energy goes into that. You only have one energy. Energy is energy. It's not negative or positive. It's not higher or lower. It just depends where it goes. If your life energy goes into money, then this is the focus. If it goes into food, it's there. If it goes into the emotions, it's there. It depends on the consciousness. This is how it is. How to not lose contact with love when we are involved in daily life. No, at least you know. This is how it is. You have felt how it is to be in that space of love. Then you will miss it when you are not. You know, you have like a blackboard. No, you know the difference. Most people, they don't know the difference. They go like in a dream. More awareness, then you take notice. Oh, no, again, I'm in the ditch. No, again, I fell outside. No, again, I'm involved in some deep dramas. And you will feel, and you will feel even more than you did before, because you become more and more sensitive. You become more and more light. It's just that slowly, slowly, you start living more conscious, so you don't create stupid things. You will feel it more than ever, but you will also be strong enough to have a distance to it. It's something else, and that is how always existence will test you. It is happening because it's supposed to happen. Learn from it. How to not lose contact with love when we are involved in daily life. That's how we always have been. That's how you have been. That's how everybody is. You lose contact. And the whole journey is to come back. That everything you do in your so-called ordinary life becomes love life. That is the transformation. It's not so other life. It's this life. It's this ordinary life. But the unconscious and the habits is so strong, they will always try to pull you away. You forget. That's why you have to train yourself. How to not lose contact with love when we are involved in daily life. Make the daily life more conscious. before your daily life was totally unconscious, just like a machine. Now you're getting more and more conscious. Now you can see because you had glimpses of awareness. You know. Then how to get this? This comes up for every seeker. How to make it more conscious? How to make it like it's always there? How to not lose sight of it? How to be in touch with it? Become more aware. Learn, see what you have done. So you, where did you lose it? What happened? What did you get involved with that you lost it? And then ask yourself, is it worth it? Maybe something I have to learn. How many times do I have to learn? How to not lose contact with love when we are involved in daily life? That is good. Now you see the difference. Most people, they lose it. And our energy is directed towards the material. You have to be steady in love. Then it doesn't get lost. You know what is needed. Life asks you about many, many things. You have to do many, many things in life. But that doesn't matter what you do. Just don't get lost in it. That is the thing. You can do whatever. But you remember the real. How to not lose contact with it when our energy is directed towards the material and also emotional sides of life. Yes, and especially now, emotional sides. Emotions are part of life. It makes you more human. But after you have been in and out of the emotional washing machine many, many, many times, you know how it is to be clean, and you know how it is to be in the spinner, and you know how it is to be in the washer, and you know how it is to be pulled out, and you know how it is to be dizzy. Then maybe you start seeing, what do I really prefer? No, I have tried it. If you never done, then everything, you have to go through everything. No, more and more awareness, you see, maybe I like more how to stay dry and clean. I get so dizzy in the spinner and also bruised sometimes. Broken arms and legs and everything there. Sometimes I even think I'm going to drown. Then you start taking more care of yourself. Then you start seeing, this is how I stay clean. More awareness. You start bringing that into your life. More and more. So all the emotions and all the material and all the feelings and all the things, everything is just the learning process. More and more as you mature, then you see. And some people, mature doesn't mean in age, because some people have maybe this more with them already into this life. And some people might be old, but they are just babies, in another sense. They're just starting. So it has nothing to do with age. It can be, but it doesn't necessarily be so. You can already understand, if you are a little mature, a little alert, you already can see the situation. If it's told to you, then you can see it, you can recognize it. Because even if you haven't done it now, in this life, you have done it many, many times. So, how to not lose contact with love when we are involved in daily life. And our energy is directed towards the material and also emotional sides of life. Life is all, it's just is what is most important. As we see what is more important, then that is the focus. Then whatever else, it happens on the side. It is there, but it happens on the side. You have your focus there. That is how you it is. It doesn't matter what. You are just settling that. No, you have taken. If you are not steady, then you don't know that yet. Maybe I don't want love. Maybe I want money. Maybe I don't want peace. Maybe I want some other dream. Maybe I don't want silence. Maybe I want to be a movie star or rock star. I have those also. And they ask me, why do I go on? I'm suffering. Why? I don't know why. This is how it is. Till you come to a point that, no, I just want that. Then whatever you do, you won't lose it. And this is how you get tested, no? With the material and the emotional sides. How to not lose contact? It's no how. It's not A, B, C. It's just like that. Huh? You see? Do you like it? When you had enough of all the material and all the emotional and all the trips and all the dramas, then maybe one day I take shelter in the temple of silence, of love. And maybe sometimes you think you will do that, but you are not really ready. So then again, you have to go outside in the mud. And then one day, it's strawberry sutras. And not only that, but strawberry feels forever. Strawberry feels forever. Let's play a little music. If you call, you can move it a little bit. Just feel at home. Yeah, relax. And if you forget, I will remind you. If it's called good, move a little bit. Shivaya Namaha.
Namah Shivaya.
have to use every opportunity to start let go, to relax. You've been so used to holding back, to be frozen. No, you have to do a conscious decision. I want to loosen up. It is like the screws has become rusty. After a long time, you have become rusty. No, if you want to become loose, you have to jiggle a little bit when I put oil on you. Otherwise, you're always going to be rusty. You have to allow yourself to become natural again, unburdening yourself. There is nowhere to go, you just have to unburden yourself. All that you've been eating, that you've been taking in from society, from parents, from yourself, from books, all that has to go, so you can become innocent again. And then you will go with the waves then. Then you will move with the ocean. You won't try to resist. When the wave comes, you move with it and you enjoy. Be flexible. Get out of your own way. Any question, no?
You know, when you come to a place like this, everything looks beautiful, the nature looks beautiful. But when I go back to a big city, I start seeing something ugly.
Yeah.
And if you go even deeper in yourself, you stop seeing ugly things, or...
No.
You always see it.
Yeah. Just relax. What to do? Ugly things are ugly things. Beautiful things are beautiful things. That's how it is. But it's not like them. You don't think that it's ugly and you don't feel that it's... it shouldn't be there. It is, things are just like it is. The only thing you are more and more conscious, you get more and more conscious where you go, no? So that's how it is. So maybe before you thought, oh, I have to go to the city, even though it's very ugly, it's polluted, it's noisy, and then something happens and you realize you don't need to go there. Or you don't need to go there so often. That's how it goes. So you become more and more conscious of what you're doing. And the ugly, what is ugly, you know? What is ugly? Like if it's shit, if it's pollution. But it's not ugly like it's a negative. It is like it is. Like if you have all the garbage or the ghettos and you have a flower field, of course you choose the flowers, you know, so you don't go to the ghetto. But many people live in the ghetto. Yeah, so what? Be happy that you don't live in the ghetto. And if you live in the ghetto, at least grow some flowers in your backyard. You know, in Japan they are specialists with that. Like they have their little garden, no? In the middle of the city. In most big cities they have. But especially in the east, they have the back, the house all the way out, and then you have the garden back. Yeah? You can make your little temple anywhere. But ugly things is ugly and will stay ugly. It is like the Buddha said, and nothing has changed, because all Buddhas will say the same. The worst thing for a seeker is to be in ugly places or unconscious places with unconscious people. Yeah? In the garbage. Then it's better to be alone. Make your own little place. Take care of yourself. Turn the back to the world. Better than that, number three is to be with fellow travelers, fellow seekers, in the Buddha field, with the Sangha. Because then you have support. You have many people. Then you have the humans that wants to get away. He wants to have a different lifestyle. And then the best, if the Buddha is there, then you're very... And you have found that. My suggestion, make anything that is negative into something positive. Just be clever. Buddha says, master your senses, what you taste and smell, what you see, what you hear. In all things be a master, or what you do and say and think. Be free. Are you quiet? Quieten your body, quieten your mind. By your own efforts, awaken yourself, watch yourself, and live joyfully. This is what the masters always have said, master your senses, what you taste and smell, what you see, what you hear, what you think. You have to become your own master. You have to see through your thinking and feeling process, your instinct. You have to go deeper. You have to go higher. Otherwise, you will always be a slave to your instinct. In all things, be a master. Or what you do and say and think, be free. Are you quiet? Quieten your body. Quieten your mind. Are you quiet? This is the important question. And if you are not, then do something. And that is what the Buddhas are saying. Give you the technique how to quieten the body, how to quieten the mind. And out of a quiet body, out of a quiet mind, out of a quiet spirit, you will get all the right guidance. You won't be needing to ask, because you will know what is right. You will know what is wrong. You have all the wisdom in you, but now you can't trust yourself because you are confused. So first, unburden yourself. Become clean. Become quiet. Are you quiet? Quieten your body. Quieten your mind. Again, become innocent. Become quiet, become still, become sensitive. And out from that space, you will definitely know. And you will be 100% what is right. You won't have any confusion or any guilt, or maybe I should do something else, because you will know that this is the right. And when you know that, then there will be peace in you. And only your own inside, your own heart can tell that to you. And when you start getting the feedback that this gives me more quietness, this gives me more insight, this gives me more clarity, this gives me more love, then you will follow that then. When you have started feeling the results of how it is. If you haven't tried, then you can trust it. Then you will just ask, oh, maybe this, maybe that. So the first thing the Buddha said, are you quiet? Quieten your body, quieten your mind. By your own efforts. And remember, nobody else can do it for you. You have to do it. The mystics, the Buddhas, is just showing you the way. And I'm showing you a very easy way. But you have to be available. You have to be taught that. You have to get involved. And then slowly, slowly, this quietness, this clarity, this understanding, it will come up from itself, from your own insight. That's how it is when you start being in tune. Waken yourself, watch yourself. You have to watch yourself. Be aware how you live your life, what you are doing to yourself. As you become more alert, more conscious, life will definitely change. Because before you have done many, 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 many things that was unconscious. You never reflected over it. As you become more conscious, things will change. Maybe I don't want to live in the garbage pile or next to the cemetery or having these friends or having this job. It will be change, but it will be a change for the better. So always be ready for change. By your own efforts, waken yourself, watch yourself, and live joyfully. And that's what I started with this, I call this yes to life. You can only live joyfully when you respond to your own intelligence, to your own heart. And that can only happen when you have quietened yourself, when you have become more in harmony. When it's not your mind that is leading you, it's not your emotions that is leading you. It's a silent heart. It's your own awareness. Then you know, and you know with your whole system that this is the right thing. Master your senses, what you taste and smell, what you see, what you hear. In all things be a master, or what you do and say and think. Be free. And just imagine, if you had been more conscious with what you see, what you look at, what you listen to, what you think about, what you talk about, where your energy is going, you would have so much energy for yourself. But most people, they don't know how to put this energy to themselves. Because they are just nothing. In a negative sense. You have to have that energy to give to something. To give to your silence, to give to your consciousness, to give to your awareness. You have to stop leaking out. Be aware of what you do and say and think. Be free. Are you quiet? Quieten your body, quieten your mind. By your own efforts, watch yourself and live joyfully. Remember, only with your own efforts. No, you have tried so many other things in life. No, try something new. Become more quiet. Be more conscious. Be more graceful. Be more sensitive. Be more alert. And see where your mind is going. Become more aware, pulling yourself back more and more into the moment. Follow the truth of the way. Listen. Reflect upon it and make it your own. Live it, and it will always sustain you. If you just look at it, if you just read about it, it will never sustain you. You will never be nourished. You won't fill your belly by reading the menu in the restaurant. You have to eat the food. You have to work on yourself. You have to experiment. You have to be ready. Again and again and again. Follow the truth of the way. Reflect upon it. Reflect on it, and you reflect on it automatically, spontaneously, when you're listening to the truth. If you are available, if you are mature enough, then it happens by itself. Because this brought me something. This was a different feeling. Make it your own, live it, and it will always sustain you. When you have made it your own, when you live it, it will always sustain you. It will always be there. You won't lose it in any work, any emotions, any dramas. May everyone understand these simple bird songs and be happy. Om Shanti.